USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The House and the Senate struck a bipartisan deal on a massive bill this morning to fund the federal government through September and provide nearly $14 billion in aid for Ukraine. The House is expected to vote on the $1.5 trillion package with a possible vote in the Senate by the end of the week. Also in the bill, allocations for $15.6 billion for the COVID pandemic response domestically and abroad. After Russia promised another ceasefire, residents in the southern port city of Mariupol once again saw their hopes dashed after Ukrainian officials accused Russia of shelling the evacuation route. The city council said Russian airstrikes destroyed a children and maternity hospital, and video on the post shows a burned building, missing windows, surrounded by piles of debris. President Zelensky also tweeted a video of what he said was a maternity ward hit by the strikes. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.